All right. The topic we're going to be talking about is depression. We're going to start it off as why it happens.
Why it happens. You know, there's a lot of reasons of how it can happen. One could be stress. You know, maybe you got too much on your mind or too much to do, and that could be caused from school. You know, just all the work you gotta do, you know, you can't keep up with it. Things at home, you know, like, there's a lot of problems that can happen at home. I guess the pressure, you know, like, my parents said I need to get a 4.0 GPA, you know, that's a lot of stress on me. And, you know, like, other kids have different lives, you know, everybody has different problems, and other kids, you know, just, they face different things, and, you know, there's ways to prevent that, you know, just nutritious meals, you know, like, eating healthy fruits and vegetables, and, Francisco?
All right. So, usually you can tell when someone is depressed by the way they're acting. Like, if they, like, if they start talking differently, or if they try to act different in front of you.
Tone.
Ask them, yeah. Tone. There's like different types of people that get that have feel depression in different types of ways. Like some people wear different clothes. People wear the hoods all the time. That's one example.
Just feel insecure.
Feel insecure about
being left out from everybody. And you know, it's when you have depression, you need to find somebody to talk to, and it's one of the best ways to get over it. You know, talk to a friend. Talk to a guardian. I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know, because the first person that a guardian would most likely go to is somebody who is more professional and has more experience with it. You know, when I try talking to somebody, I want to talk to them and nobody else. And, you know, when you talk to a parent or a guardian, they bring their problem to somebody else, and, you know, and you feel like they're not listening to you, and that's just what you want, you know?
Yeah, so I can feel where you're at, Dayez, but parents, well, like you said, they need help from a professional. But like, if they don't understand how you feel, you can't really blame them for them not understanding the way you feel. Like, if you come up to a parent like out of nowhere and say like, "All right, mom, I'm not really in a good mood right now. I haven't been in a good mood for a long time." Like just bringing it up on them like that is gonna, you know, put them in a state in their mind where they need to help you right away, and their scapegoat to that is just finding a professional.
Yeah, like going to counseling or therapy, you know, it's just not the way to go, you know.
But, like if you can't blame them for that though.
Yeah, it's not their fault, but you know, talking to a friend, you know, somebody that really understands you, you know, somebody that you look forward to talking to, or, you know, maybe a close family member, you know, like an uncle or grandpa, or, you know, grandma, you know, somebody like that. And you know, the hotline, it's right here. It's 1-800-273-8255. But you know, I wouldn't recommend that as the first thing you go to or call, because, you know, you just talk to a friend, you know, just somebody you know. You don't want to talk to a stranger, you know, I mean. You know, if that works out for you, you can try it. But, you know, there's ways to get over it and, you know, fight through it easier. And, you know,
All right. So, each person has their own unique way of going through depression. They have multiple paths that they can take to recover from it. For example, some people eat because it puts them in and makes them feel better.
Yeah.
Some people exercise because, you know, that makes them feel better.
Mentally too, and physically.
But there's always one thing that's bad for you that you should never do, and that's drugs. Because most people that are depressed do drugs because it makes them feel like they're in a different world.
Yeah, it just gets their mind off of things. You know, that's not a good way to get over depression. You know, that's one of the worst ways. And I think, like, you know, it's just not good. Overall, doing drugs is bad. And you know, may make you feel better, but that's not, is that like how you really want to do it? Is that how you want to get better? And, you know, it's just unhealthy, and, you know, it can lead to worse things. Like, it could lead to suicide or death, and, you know, it's not what you want. You want to get better.
And no one wants that, too.
Yeah,
you know. No one wants to hear about, like, oh, no, my grandson, or no, my uncle, my niece, or my grandson.
You know, you don't want to hear about your son dying or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, imagine having to hear about your friend dying or ODing on drugs. You know, people, you may not think nobody cares about you, but there is somebody out there that cares for you. You know, you always have a friend out there.
It keeps the circle going of depression, because when someone dies, you don't feel mentally right about it. Like, you always think they're going to be around, but you just, you know, they're not.
You know, and it's like, even if they don't show, you know, there's always somebody out there to help you and, you know, talk to.
There's also one thing you shouldn't do. Another thing you shouldn't do.
What's that?
You shouldn't try to hide it. Like, the only times you should ever hide it is when you're in, actually, you should never hide it, actually.
Yeah, you know, just, like, don't keep it from people, you know, you should, let people know, you know, it's talking about it. That's, like, the number one thing I would recommend to get over depression is just to talk about it, and hiding it is just gonna build it up inside, and it's just gonna get worse, worse, and worse. And when you talk about it, you're letting everything out, and soon you'll have, you know, you won't be depressed anymore, and
it'll make your mind feel clear about
your
position you're in.
Yeah, like, you know, if you got things going on at school or home, or, you know, like, private things, just fight through it, you know, like, even if things are at the worst, the lowest, you know, you just gotta keep on going through with it, you know, life's gonna get better, and, you know, as long as you're living, you know, it's going good, and just think on the bright side. Just don't think negative. That's another reason why depression is caused, because, you know, when people have something bad happen to them, they're gonna think negative in their mind, and, you know, it just has a chain. It just gets worse, worse, and worse. And, you know, if you think positive, you know, you're not always gonna be sad. You know, you're always gonna have that optimism inside of you, and you're always gonna look at the better side of things, and, you know, that could lead to better things.
All right. So, sometimes people may have seasonal depression, because some people have things happen to them on a certain holiday, like
an event.
Yeah, an event.
For example, my stepbrother, he had, it was on Christmas, by the way, the morning of Christmas, and he was talking to his grandpa on the bed, and, like, out of nowhere, his grandpa died, and every year I see him, he's not in the mood. Like, I look forward to seeing him, and I know he does when he sees me, but he's never in the mood to talk or open up presents that I get him or just anything. He's just down, and, you know, I try talking to him about it, and, you know, he's feeling better every year, but, you know, just having that memory in your mind every single time it's on that day, it's, you know, it's, someone's gonna feel sad, you know, and it's the way it is. But, you know, you can only get better by talking about it, letting it out. You know, don't keep it inside of you. You know, just get better and find that help. But yeah,
and every now and then you should give people compliments.
Yeah, be nice to people, you know, be a friend, not a bully.
Just in general, just be nice, you know, because if you're nice to people, that brightens their day. Because, you know, if, like, you're walking past someone and say hi, that can, like, saying hi to someone can go a real long way.
Yeah, I agree. And
all right, so you know, this is going to be the end of our episode today.
Yeah, I think it was a good talk today.
Yeah, it was a good talk. So, yeah.
Just keep fighting.